Syria's opposition is united on one point. The status quo cannot hold. Many praise the Arab League for the way it framed the issue. Some activists see the League's ultimatum to Syria for a withdrawal of security forces, the release of jailed opponents, and dialogue with the opposition as a strategic move that highlights the government's plight. Mohammed Alush is a Cairo-based opponent of Syria's President Bashar al-Assad.
If the regime implements it, it's finished. If it doesn't implement it, it's also finished. The point is, they are trying to buy time. It's been fallen from the first day.
But as the Arab League and others reach out to members of Syria's opposition, divisions are emerging about how they plan to bring about change. One group is the National Coordination Committee, led by Hassan Abdelazim and mainly based in Syria. It hopes to persuade the government to reform through dialogue and building civil institutions. The approach has earned the wrath of other activists who threw eggs at NCC members engaged in talks in Cairo last week. Mohammed Alush thinks the reaction is unfair.
Certainly we cannot deny they are people who carry weight within the Syria opposition. They have a history in the struggle that bears witness. They are people who no one can doubt their patriotism for a second.
But many in the opposition look to another group, the Turkey-based Syrian National Council. They hail its rejection of dialogue and its call for President Assad to resign. Supporter Abdul Qadir of the opposition Syria media office.
The Syrian street is represented by the National Syrian Council, from which millions have gone out in support of. In the Friday rally, the National Council represents me.
Despite their differences, the two groups share a commitment to peaceful protests, no matter what the provocation of Syrian government forces. But a third group has shown a willingness for armed confrontation. The Free Syrian Army, made up of military defectors, was formed initially to protect civilians from government forces, but some members have gone on the attack. The idea of armed resistance is gaining support among some government opponents. Activist Taha Kello has been keeping vigil outside Arab League headquarters in Cairo.
We call on imposing an air curfew and a buffer zone for civilians to let the rebels and military defectors enter this buffer zone and attack the forces of the Syrian regime.
Regional and international action on Syria in the coming days could either help coalesce or further divide these competing groups. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.